Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. I know you are. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. So you don't think the three best teams in the Big 12 are better than the next three in the SEC? I don't know that they are. Oklahoma's obviously very good. But is Oklahoma State better than Georgia? I don't know.
It's too early to tell.
Is TCU as good as those two teams?
The problem is, if we're talking about top eight, after you get past those top three, the Big 12 starts to look pretty questionable.
Well, and that's the standard I was using, was the top eight, not the top three. So, based on that, man, once you get past those three, I think Texas is going to be pretty good. But Kansas State just got beat by Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
I think West Virginia's good, but they've already got a loss. Is Iowa State any good? Tech, I don't know.
Right, we don't know about any of those teams.
I know Kansas isn't good. I know Baylor's not good. And you start getting top eight in the SEC, well, now you're talking about Mississippi State, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia. There's six right there. And Tennessee's better than those schools we mentioned. Yeah. LSU probably is better than those schools we mentioned. Hell, Ole Miss maybe. I don't know.
If you go top eight, the Big Ten may be your answer.
Yeah, I agree. And that's
because, you know, I don't think much of the Big Ten West, but Wisconsin and Iowa are solid. Minnesota's pretty decent. Hell, I even think Northwestern's pretty good. And Nebraska's 1-2, but I don't think they're bad. The Big Ten East, though, you're talking about Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. Michigan State is pretty good. Maryland looks like they're pretty decent.
That's already beaten one of your teams. So
yeah, that's a pretty solid group.
If you're looking
group.
At top eight.
Top eight, I may say Big Ten is the strongest. I'm having the same problem in the ACC. When I get beyond Clemson, Louisville, Virginia Tech,
maybe Miami.
Or Florida State, which I don't know what they're going to be now.
But if you give those guys the benefit of the doubt,
then you're talking about teams like Virginia, North Carolina State, maybe. I don't know.
I think I might keep the SEC ahead of them based on that. But I'd put the Big Ten first. What about the Pac-12? And I'd have Big 12 fourth out of those.
You'd have the Big 12 fourth with their
fifth.
Top eight?
No, excuse me. Fifth.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I'd have them eighth with their top eight. The Pac-12 is getting there because USC is clearly pretty good.
Well, just looking at the North, Washington State, Washington, Oregon, I think are all pretty good.
I think they're all good too.
Stanford is down this year, but that's still a good football
team. I think Cal has improved.
Yeah.
And then in the South,
Oregon State's really the only donkey in the North.
In the South, USC, Colorado and Utah are really solid and have established themselves as pretty solid programs now for a couple years, which is almost unbelievable, but it's happened. I would say Arizona's not garbage. UCLA's not garbage. They're not great, but if that's your seventh or eighth team,
right?
Pac-12 ain't bad.
So I would rank it as of today, Big Ten, SEC, Pac-12, ACC, Big 12.
Yeah, but it's still too early to tell for me.
Yeah.
I need to see more out of these guys, especially out of some of those teams in the ACC that have played one game. You know, Florida State and Miami have played one game.
Somebody asked, what are the odds Mississippi State keeps Dan Mullen after this year? That's a name I threw out for Aggie yesterday. I think that'd be a hell of a hire if they wind up getting rid of someone. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 214 says, 8 out of 14 SEC cannot be equated to 8 out of 10 in the Big 12. Proportionally makes more sense to do 6 for the Big 12. I'm not going to get into that kind of stupid stuff. You're splitting hairs now. If you have 8 good teams in your conference and you're your 10-team conference, you're a damn good conference.
But the Big 12 doesn't.
No, and that's on them. I mean, they've had their opportunities to add teams, so if they want to go with 10, then there's a reason that they're going to continue to be down there. If OU's good and Texas is good, great. That's all they need.
But I say the same thing. I'll counter that with this. We said this earlier. After you get out of the top 3 in the Big 12, you don't really know who's any good. I don't know what Texas Tech is because Texas Tech has really played nobody.
Yeah. I'll learn more about them this week.
I still don't know what Texas is. You know, Texas is 1-2 right now. They got their doors blown off by Maryland at home. And then they lost to USC.
I think Texas is an 8-4 team.
Okay. You know, so then you're getting to Kansas State and West Virginia. You just don't know if those teams are any good.
Yeah. I think West Virginia's pretty good.
Kansas State was pretty good. They look pretty crappy to me against Vanderbilt.
I think Kansas State could wind up 6-6 when it's all said and done.
Wouldn't shock me. But I do think if you're just looking at the top 3, I think the Big 12 is up there.
Yeah.
But would I put them ahead of the Big 10? No.
No, I wouldn't.
Would I put them ahead of the ACC? I don't know. Would I put them ahead of the SEC? Probably not. So, I think even if you're going top 3, I still... I might take the Pac-12. I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on what your standard is. And for me, I look at the top 8 teams in a conference, and it doesn't matter to me whether it's 10, 12, or 16 in the conference.
Yeah.
Your best 8 are the ones that I'm going to look at. And, I mean, it's still too close, but I think you can make a pretty good case that the SEC is not the best conference. And I think that's just – I mean, you could make that case a little bit last year.
I mean, honestly,
I wasn't buying it,
honestly,
but I think you can make that case this year.
It's been like 4 years since it was just a complete and total lock.
Right.
Well, I think the era of where there's not even a question is past, but they're going to be in the conversation every single year, no doubt. And as of now, I think they've got the best team. And at the end, it doesn't matter if you've got the best conference. You want the best team.
Right. And then, if you go off and win 7 titles in a row and 5 of them are Alabama – it doesn't make you the best conference necessarily. It just means you had the best team. But the other thing I will judge is how many guys get drafted. And that's one thing where the SEC always has been.
They dominate.
Yeah, they dominate that, which tells you they have better players. It's that simple. Certainly better pro prospects. Chris Whitmire texted this. Better chance of happening, Astros making the World Series or Texan making the playoffs?
Yeah, I'll go Astros making the World Series.
Yeah, I will too.
I'd say they're both under 50%.
Yeah. But if you're talking about which one's more likely, I make the Astros 55-45 in that one. So squeezing a couple calls here before the end of the segment. Daniel, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, just talking to some buddies at work, and we were just kind of going through quarterbacks, and we kind of got to Andrew Luck, and I know you guys are real high on him, and me being a Texas fan, I've seen him tear us a new one almost every year since he's been with us. And just, you know, somebody brought up when you factor in injuries, and the guy's missed a lot of playing time since he's been in the league, where do you rank him? I mean, is he still up there as one of the up-and-coming good ones? Is he, you know, right outside the elite category? Is he elite? I mean, where do you put him when you factor in injuries, and how much time has he missed? You know, when you consider his team suffers without him and without him being there, you know, where does that all play in? I guess just for the sake of one of the Wednesdays, where do you see him coming back to where he was before he got injured? So,
yeah, that's a tough thing when you do factor in those injuries, and you should. He's really, to this point, I mean, he's not had a – I'd say the one season that he was bad was the year where he missed time, 2015, where he missed like half the season.
Yeah,
he just never got anything going. But even last year when the team sucked and he didn't look like Andrew Luck, at the end of the day, He still threw 31 touchdowns. I mean, he's a...
And only 13 picks in comparison, which is still a tie for an elite quarterback. But, man, you'll take that.
Where do I rank him? You know, would I always look at it like this. If you had a franchise, put yourself in a GM's shoes, and you take everything into account, age, injury, everything else, where would I take Andrew Luck amongst quarterbacks? He's still probably one of the first five guys I would take. Just because I know he's young, he's still got time.
He's 28 now. I mean, he's young, but...
I mean, he's young compared to the other guys you would consider elite. Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady, yeah. Drew Brees. Like, he's got that going for him against those guys. So, you know, if the injury thing is obviously a negative on Luck, but who would I take? You know, if I'm starting a franchise today and I've got to run it for the next 10 years, how many guys do you take before him?
You factor in salary into this?
You assume that you're paying an elite salary.
Right. Because he was elite in 2014 when he threw 40 touchdowns.
And, yeah. Oh, yes.
And I mean, that was an elite season. He played at an elite level.
I think last year was elite, but his team was just so bad it was hard to say, yeah, that's fantastic, because the team was crappy.
Yeah, if you just look at his raw numbers, he had a good season. But if you watched him a lot, and I know you did, he didn't look the same.
No.
And part of that was maybe the team around him. Part of it was maybe he was never really healthy. But some of the decision-making, could count on him winning you a couple games in the fourth quarter every year. You didn't really see that. So I still like the guy. The injuries have me concerned, though, because he's had a lot of them now over the last 3 years. His first 3 years, he got beat up a lot, but he answered every bell. He never missed a game. And then since he got hurt, I don't think he was anywhere near 100% last year.
No,
and
I don't either.
And I don't want him coming back until he is, but there is a chance in my mind that he never is.
Well, let's play a quick game. I'll throw some names out, and I'm going to leave out the guy, because like I said, if I'm playing that game where you've got the next 10 years,
right?
I'm going to leave out Tom Brady. I'm going to leave out Drew Brees. I think Aaron Rodgers, in 10 years from now, I'm not going to say he can't be playing, because I guess he technically could be, but... I mean, he'll be old. So let's go. Would you rather have, for the next 10 years, Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I feel like I have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, even though he isn't going to last 10 years.
Okay.
So I would probably take that one.
Andrew Luck or Russell Wilson?
That's tough. I would probably... you know what? I'll go with the guy who's already won one.
Okay. Andrew Luck or Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
Andrew Luck or Derek Carr?
I might take Derek Carr over him at this point. Yeah. The injuries scare the crap out of me.
That's fair.
And that's the one thing that, okay.
Okay, now I'll give you
I'm not going to get much deeper down the list.
Okay,
though.
That's what I was going to say. Those are the guys that I wouldn't fault you for taking them over this guy. Here, I'm going to give you some guys that are young and see if you are willing to take the gamble on how good they're going to get. Would you rather have Andrew Luck or Jameis Winston for the next 10 years?
I feel better about Andrew Luck. And that's no disrespect to Jameis. It's close. I would think about it, but yeah.
Andrew Luck or Marcus Mariota?
Same thing.
Andrew Luck or Dak Prescott?
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck or Carson Wentz?
Andrew Luck, although, again, I think I might change my opinion in a year or two.
Okay.
But I would rather have Andrew Luck than those guys.
Andrew Luck or Deshaun Watson?
Oh, Deshaun Watson. He's a now, obviously, you'd rather have Andrew Luck, but
okay.
Yeah, I do think, though, a year from now.
What about Andrew Luck or Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan.
Okay.
But I do
think... I think Matt Ryan's sort of like that Aaron Rodgers. Like, 10 years from now, you're going to be getting the tail end of it, but right. It still might be decent, and it gives you a good shot in the interim.
Well, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers lasts in 10 years.
Andrew Luck or Joe Flacco?
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck or Matt Stafford?
Andrew Luck.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you found his level.
Okay. So, I mean, and I don't disagree with a lot of what you said.
But, you know, Matt Ryan's 32 years old, too. So
right.
He's not going to play till he's 42.
Well, Tom Brady's going to.
Well, but that's the unicorn, man.
Yeah.
So,
but do you feel like in the next 8 years you'll get more out of Matt Ryan than you will with 10 full of Andrew Luck? That's the question.
I like my chances of getting the Super Bowl better with Matt Ryan right now.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, a lot of those guys we mentioned, I mean, Cam Newton's had his injury woes too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, 832 says Luck hasn't missed that much. Three seasons, missed one game last year. Yeah, I we mentioned that. I also mentioned that he did not look healthy at all last year while he was out there.
And he missed over half the season in 2015. He didn't look right last year. We don't even know when he's going to play this year. And it's almost all been this shoulder issue, which that's a pretty big deal. A pretty big deal when it comes to quarterbacks. That's like a shoulder injury for a quarterback is like an elbow injury for a pitcher,
or back injury for an NBA center.
Yeah, foot injury. Foot.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, there's certain injuries that for certain positions that you're like, man, I don't know if that's ever going to be right again, and like an Achilles for a wide receiver. I mean, good luck ever being what you were.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's why I would. There's a lot of those guys I take over.
All right,
guys. I feel better about.
What am I telling the people about here, Jung? Man, sinners, a man, baby. Listen, if you are feeling sluggish, maybe you're tired at work, you need a lot of coffee to get going, you're out of energy, you could have low testosterone. At Man Sinners, you can regain your natural testosterone production. They've got a comprehensive evaluation that'll determine the cause of your decreased testosterone and identify the best treatment plan for you. It's not about shots and not about injections. They're focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. It's going to help your sexual performance. It'll help you in the gym. It's going to help you with stamina. It'll give you motivation at your job. It'll help you sleep at night. And, you know, Man Center's not only doing that. If you've got family-related issues, you're having trouble with fertility. And it's not always the woman's fault. It could easily be the man's problem. 50% of the time it is when a couple can't conceive. They can check you out for that. If you've got genital pain or concerns, or you just want to get a healthy checkup, go to Man Centers. They focus on male urology that your primary care physician might not. They take most insurances, and they've got three great locations, one here on I-10, one in Pearland, and the newest one up in Tomball. Check them out, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com. That's Man Centers. Better lives start here.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
I think I need more culture. I was just looking at the...
Is this a culture map joke?
Well, kind of, because they tweeted out the top 9 things to do in Houston this weekend.
Okay.
By Marcy DeLuna. Marcy's pretty cool. But these are all like things that are over my head.
Okay.
In terms of culture. It's just... Either that or... Well, like the first thing, they're having a United Nations International Day of Peace with a concert featuring a Houston-based string quartet, the Apollo Chamber Players. All proceeds go to Interfaith Ministries for Greater Houston's efforts to help homebound seniors and refugee families affected by Hurricane Harvey.
I would never do that.
Well, I want to help and spend money on that. I would never see a string quartet.
No.
Right?
That's not for me.
And then Friday, they have Luke Bryan, country star at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, which even if I like country, it's Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion, which I won't go to.
You don't go there.
And then there's a... Okay, maybe this is for me. Fright Fest. Get ready for Halloween a little early at ScreamWorld's 4.5-acre Fright Factory, which boasts 300 houses, an outdoor maze, and a graveyard. That's up by the racetrack.
Oh, okay. That's that one that's a little north of the racetrack?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's in the ballpark for me.
I would maybe go to that.
Yeah. I don't have to read the rest of this because it says Lavish Ballet is the first thing it says. So don't miss the three-act narrative ballet Mayerling. Yeah, I will miss the three-act ballet. So I have no culture. Tis the season. The roster of fall festivities at Blessington Farms includes a pumpkin patch, hay rides, giant slides, barrel train rides, pedal cars, and more. That's in Simonton, which I don't even know where that is.
I don't know where that is either.
Okay. Art exhibit. The Museum of America presents a tribute to Salvador Dali.
Okay.
I like art, but I'm not sure. Maybe I'd go to that. It's free entry. That's good. Here's another one. All I have to do is read the headline. Classical opener. I don't listen to classical music. How about this? A foodie fundraiser.
I might like that.
Yeah.
I like food.
Yeah.
I like good food.
So,
is this this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, this is, I'm out of town this
weekend.
Yeah,
it's Sunday. Well, I'm just looking for
something. This is all a giant waste of time for me.
I'm looking for something for me, AJ.
Oh, okay.
This is about me. This
I thought everything was
you.
About me.
No, it's not.
I hate when this show is about anything but me.
I get that, but, you know, there are other people here. John, have you heard anything that you would be doing this weekend?
Just the food stuff.
Okay, and I caught you with food in your mouth.
Yeah, just an apple.
Oh, okay.
Just an apple. Oh, jeez.
And finally.
How do you never have time to eat, like, at normal meal times?
I do. I had lunch. Now I'm having my snack.
Yeah. Like, you can't go 3 hours without eating?
I need to. I need to, you know, fuel the body.
Yeah, that's what lunch does until dinner time.
No, that's too, the gap's too long. I need something in between.
That's absurd. Hmm. That's how things have been done for a long time, Jong. Listen. You're not special. You could survive on 3 meals a day.
Oh yeah, 3 big meals a day, and I'm just eating fruit.
Okay.
Some people like to snack, AJ.
Why don't you eat that fruit with your lunch?
Oh no, it's too much. Too much food.
What did you eat for lunch today?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti and apple wouldn't.
Spaghetti
go well
from
together.
Where?
Homemade.
Homemade, huh?
Yeah.
You made?
Asians make spaghetti?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not that hard.
Yeah. What do you think? That's like leftover lo mein noodles. They put
spaghetti sauce. Throw some marinara on it.
Yeah, you should try sometime.
Yeah. You made it or your girl made it?
I made it.
Look at you. Did she eat some too?
No, not yet. We don't live together yet, so.
Oh, okay.
And she makes spaghetti sometimes too.
You're off and on living with her.
No, not really. I stayed with her for a while when I was homeless.
Oh, okay. But you're not homeless now?
No.
You have roommates now?
No, no.
You're living by yourself, huh?
No. I'm with my parents.
Oh, gee, you move every other week and you never tell us about it.
I don't move every other week.
Does it seem that way to you, Fred?
I have no idea where he lives anymore. It's like he changes that more than he does his Twitter handle.
When is the wedding?
May. I'm not going to give out the day because Beth already gave out where it was.
Okay. All right.
Shame, Bill. Okay, so the last thing on this list, catch Depeche Mode in concert at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
Nope.
So if you're interested in any of these things.
You like Depeche Mode?
No, God, no. Can't stand them.
I'm against that.
Yeah, me too. So I either need more culture or.
Is Depeche Mode culture, though?
No. Well, it's like an 80s thing, but that's not my kind of 80s. I was not into them in the 80s. So, but some of this other stuff, I just need like the classical stuff, and ballet. Maybe I need to just. Up my game there.
Maybe. Couldn't hurt.
I'll go for pub crawl.
You don't like this?
No.
Get your culture on, Fred.
This isn't working for me. Somebody says there's a St. Arnold Midtown pub crawl this weekend. Now, that might be more along my lines.
That's your style.
Actually, though, my style is going to be sit at home and watch football. And then on Sunday, especially because... Hey, for fantasy football, got to try the new app, Draft. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's not like anybody else. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Here's how it works. It's a draft that lasts for just 1 week, and there's no management. Just set it and forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. And the best part, you get to play for cold, hard cash. Starting as low as a dollar, so there's something for everybody. Matter of fact, I'm going to get on there and do one tonight. No salary caps, no duplicate players, real-life snake draft. Come and join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code ESPN975. That's right, play a real money game for free just using promo code ESPN975, don't put the period in there, on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store and go to playdraft.com and come play free with promo code ESPN975. And I just can't seem to get it in my mind.
I've been telling you guys about Raising Cane's and the fantastic chicken finger meals that they're throwing out there. They've got One Love, and that's putting together fantastic chicken finger meals. Only fresh, never frozen chicken fingers that are all marinated 24 hours and hand-dipped and hand-breaded in their signature specially seasoned flour. They've got all the great sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the Texas toast, which is out of this world, and the cane sauce, which is the perfect condiment. But they're also, I tell you guys this too, they're also very involved in our community. They support thousands of local causes, organizations, and events every year, and they focus on enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, and promoting active lifestyles and business development. But they're also, on next Wednesday, a week from today, all Texas Raising Cane's are hosting a fundraiser where 100% of net proceeds will go to Hurricane Harvey effort. Cane's is working with United Way on this. It'll be all day long. They'll also be taking cash donations. So if you've been telling yourself, man, I'd love to go check out Raising Cane's next Wednesday. Today's a great day to do it. Next Wednesday is the perfect day to do it, though, because 100% of net proceeds is going to Hurricane Harvey relief efforts, which I think is a fantastic thing. Raising Cane's, I talk about them doing great things in the community all the time. This is another great example. So remember that. Next Wednesday, September 27th, all Texas Raising Cane's hosting that fundraiser. So make tonight a Raising Cane's night, but do the same next Wednesday too. That's Raising Cane's. One Love.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, Jazz, it's Coug game Saturday. I'll be watching that. I mean, I'll be watching football all weekend. That's pretty much the plan. But we shall see. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And, excuse me. Yeah, the coffee went down wrong there. I wasn't going to die. But Seth said he would take Matt Stafford over Luck, more durable. I wouldn't fault you for that. Yeah, I'm not going to fault anybody for having a different opinion on that. But I'm just... my opinion. That's all we were doing. The what are the odds? Verlander goes 6-0 in the postseason, but the Astros lose the World Series. I don't think he'll go 6-0. I'd say about a 5% chance of those two things happening, because if one happens, they probably win the damn thing.
I will say this though, Justin Verlander, it wouldn't surprise me if he started off the playoffs 4-0. His playoff record outside of the World Series is out of this world. During the World Series is atrocious.
Yeah. But, hey, I'll take getting there.
Oh, yeah.
So, we still have plenty of time left in the season. We already have a new Major League Baseball single season home run record. 5,694 and counting.
That's impressive.
Are we roiding again? I mean, I'm cool if we are.
Probably. I don't care, though.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that.
More the merrier. We're just not seeing the 70 home run stuff. But.
Well, we are seeing, I mean, possibly 60.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, I mean, you could make the argument there hasn't been, when's the last time we saw a season of 60 with no outside help? I mean, you're going a ways back.
Well, you're going to the 60s.
Yeah. You're going to, yeah. I mean, Hank Aaron, or not even Hank
Roger
Aaron.
Maris.
Roger Maris, yeah. Right.
61. It's squeezing a call. Donald, you're on The Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. What are the odds that the Saints decide to punt on both Drew Brees and Peyton before the start of next year? I'll hang up and listen.
I've always said I think those two leave together.
Yeah.
I don't know when. I don't know. I don't know what the circumstance will be, but the Saints almost seem content with what they've got, because they keep re-signing Brees, they keep re-signing Peyton. Like the Saints have almost resigned themselves back to being just the Saints.
Well, to be fair, I think they got themselves in a real mess with the salary cap, but it won them a Super Bowl. They did get a Super Bowl out of it, and it's hard to get rid of those guys knowing that, what are you going to replace Drew Brees with? What better coach are you going to get than Sean Payton?
Yeah.
The question becomes, if you do all that, you're just rebuilding. And that's okay. But, you know, you better have a high draft pick. You better draft well. And they're never going to be bad enough with Brees there to get Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen.
Right.
So, if you pull the plug, I mean, you tend to want to hang on to that as long as you can, don't you?
Kind of.
Because there's still, if you can fix the defense, which is always a big question, then I think you can still make the playoffs. I don't think you're ever going to be a Super Bowl contender again with this group. You're just way too far away on defense. But it is tough. Especially when you look at teams that have been looking for a quarterback and a coach for a long time. Texans.
Yeah.
You don't think if Sean Payton got fired and O'Brien melted down and wound up getting fired, you don't think the Texans wouldn't take him in a heartbeat?
I would think they would.
That'd be the first guy I'd look to. Say, here, turn Deshaun Watson into a star. You don't think the Texans with this team right now wouldn't take Drew Brees and Sean Payton with everything else they have?
I think they would.
Yeah. Just the difference is the Saints just don't have any talent on defense.
Yeah.
So it becomes, do you hang on with this as long as you can? Stay competitive? And I don't think – they had a tough start to the season. Playing the Patriots week two, not easy. But I think they've got a little bit easier slate coming up. And they're going to wind up being 7-9, 8-8, somewhere in there. Unless they get on a tear, and I just don't see that happening with the defense they have. Their defense just has not improved. And they've tried, they've drafted, they've signed guys. They just get worse and worse.
Yeah.
Let's try Brian. What's up, Brian? What's up, Brian?
Hello.
Yeah, hey now, sports.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports.
Sports. Hey, I've got a question. What's going on, man? I've got a two-part question for you. One, what do you think the odds are that Derrick Henry overtakes DeMarco Murray for the starting job in Tennessee? And also, if that does happen, do you think Tennessee should trade DeMarco Murray while his stock is still high?
Well, I think if healthy, DeMarco Murray keeps that job 90%. The problem with DeMarco Murray is DeMarco Murray, up until last year, always gets hurt.
I think he's had 2 years in his career where he's been healthy.
Yeah, so that's why they got Derrick Henry as insurance for that. I think DeMarco Murray is still better than Derrick Henry. So, no, I don't think the Titans are looking to trade away anybody. And I always say this, value for running backs is so low in this league. I mean, it's like trading baseball cards. You might think they have value, but realistically, they don't.
Yeah.
Like when you go to the pawn shop and try to sell one, suddenly that card that you think is worth $500 is worth about 10. So it's, I go, no, they're not looking to move that guy.
Texter says, what are the odds that last caller was high? He was slow. A lot of, what are the odds this guy's stoned? Yeah. I kind of fell asleep. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, because I'm getting a lot of, would the Saints trade Adrian Peterson? What value is there in Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, if Adrian Peterson had value, somebody he would have signed somewhere else for more money.
And there's almost zero chance that you could get anything for him.
No.
So the bottom line is you wind up cutting him. It's either that or nothing. Nobody's going to give you anything for Adrian Peterson. And not to mention, he hasn't done anything for you. Part of that's the way they're using him, and part of that's, yeah, the guy's getting old. And, you know, maybe he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah.
And Minnesota had him his entire career and was willing to walk away. So, you know, I don't see the value in him for anybody. And maybe, I don't know, the only thing is maybe if you're Arizona, But you want a guy who's had 14 rushes for 44 yards so far this year, 32-year-old.
And then the problem becomes after you get David Johnson back, then Adrian Peterson's getting less touches than he got in New Orleans.
Then he's probably getting cut.
Yeah.
I think. So, yeah, I don't know, man. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Be happy to take some phone calls. Try to pick up the pace a little bit, though, when you call in. That's all. So what are the odds that if the Saints cut Adrian Peterson, the Patriots would pick him up? That would be a Patriot move. And then suddenly he'd look like a 10 times the player he is right now. It's just what the Patriots do. All righty. Quick break. We come back. We will have a little gym of the day. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
And we're back. And I feel like I have to sneeze. I hate that. It's been like 10 seconds. And it's almost about to pass, but I still feel like...
What do you do when that happens? You just ride it out?
You just ride it out.
I always pinch my nose.
Does that work?
That's
actually what I just did. And
I pinch my nose until I feel like I don't have to sneeze anymore.
I seem to be okay. But this is... I'm telling you, it's something in this room. By close to 6 o'clock every day, I start getting stuffy. I start sneezing and coughing. I'm telling you, I'm getting asbestos, some kind of asbestos disease here, and I'm going to die. And I'm going to sue this building. At least my heirs are going to sue this building. Well, Lawyer Dave's going to sue this building.
There you go.
Give the money to my wife. So download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your
iOS. That money's going to go to your ex-wife.
No, it's not. That's going to be taken care of. I don't know. I'm going to be dead. What am I going to care?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the land of sexy alien women or in the land of darkness. I don't know. But download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store. Download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? Tough bleep. But you can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Somebody said, hey, missed your guys' takes on the fight is on podcast somewhere. Yeah, we did it Monday, I think right at 4 o'clock, right? Didn't we jump on the fight right
pretty
at the
early, beginning? Yeah. 4:15 maybe.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
I have a gym of the day, but I like the story you were telling off air. Can we make that the gym, or do you want the mad pooper?
Doesn't matter to me. We can. Mine was mostly just a.
I'll tell you what. We'll do the mad pooper for this, and at 6 o'clock, we'll do your story.
Okay.
Because I want to get into something that you said in there. But apparently, Colorado Springs. I shouldn't have done this one because I know what's coming now. But a woman has been pausing to bust a grumpy in front of somebody's house.
You want the news story for this?
Yeah, you got the news story? Let's hear it.
At Paper Pine Creek.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her. So.
Pants around ankles, in broad daylight, her kids saw it happen first.
They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I come outside. It's like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry.
Kathy says if that was it, there wouldn't be a problem.
And so I thought for sure she's mortified. It was an accident. She'll go get a dog bag, come back, clean it up, you know, and never run here ever again. Not the case.
Kathy says the runner knows what she's doing and comes with napkins in her pockets.
There's a bathroom across the street right here. Our park has porta potties. There's a gas station right here.
She's even working on an embarrassing smear campaign, posting this sign to get her to cut the well, you know.
Quick, because it's disgusting. I mean, bottom line is it's disgusting.
Pooping in public is disgusting. I agree with that.
And doing it intentionally and in front of kids?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of criminal? And they got pictures of this chick, and she looks like a runner. She's got like the body of a 10-year-old boy. So
you're into that?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
No, not my style. Not not enough beef on the bone for me.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Several people sent me that story, so... Hey, I have some sort of, well, not really breaking news, but I have Bill O'Brien's Bill O'Brien's transcripts from today, which I got via email from the Texans are still nice enough to send them to me. He was asked if Will Fuller will be available on Sunday. The answer, no, he will not be available on Sunday, but he's getting better. He'll be available soon, but not for Sunday.
Okay.
So.
You want to hear some other news about Sunday?
Sure.
Rob Gronkowski may not be able to suit up against the Texans this weekend due to the groin injury that forced him out of last weekend's game. He did not practice on Wednesday. He was seen working out on his blocking. He was seen working on his blocking technique with Dwayne Allen at Wednesday's practice, but the Patriots still listed him as a DMP. Gronk has been downplaying the injury, but nothing can be taken for granted given his lengthy injury history. So, Gronk. Maybe questionable, maybe doubtful.
It'd be good news for the Texans because they don't really have an answer for him.
No, they do not. Well, not that anybody does.
No, nobody does.
He's really good at sport.
Julian says, ha, that runner is having her own smear campaign.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
I like where you were headed there, but that's still pretty gross.
Well, I knew this is why I did not want to do this story. Because the Jong just lives for this. He looks for anything where he can play this song. I bet he's got it on his damn iPod.
That wouldn't shock me. What are you sit and wait for?
Sit and wait until the poop plops down.
Well, the Mad Pooper did.
She's just trying to teach the kids how to do it. Is that what it is, Jong?
Wipe till Brown leaves town.
Brown leaves town? What? What the hell?
There was no flushing going on in that story.
No, he said put it in the potty, then flush it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the news story, there's no flushing.
I thought you meant in the story of the song, the saga.
Yeah. A potty dance? Really?
The potty dance happens before you poop, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, because never mind. 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. When we get back, we'll do AJ's story.
All right. And in the 6 o'clock hour, I promised it, an update on the conjoined twins, Abby and Brittany, our girls, our lovely ladies. We'll see what they're up to now. Triangle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company who cares about providing a good low electricity rate and providing you tools to help decrease the amount of energy your home uses. They want to make your home a smarter home in general. So it's not just the low rates, which are fantastic, but they're overall making you more energy efficient. Use promo code ESPN and you'll get a discount. If you're in the center and if you're in the Center Point territory, you can get locked in on the Smart Energy 36 plan. 8.9 cents for 3 years locked. It includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. You can ask your Ecobee to set a timer, read you the news, adjust the temperature, and more. Triangle Energy will also install it for free because they're really nice people. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember to use that promo code ESPN to get you the best rates. And if you want that Ecobee 4 and you want to get locked in, the Smart Energy 36 plan, that 8.9 cents for 3 years is a great way to go. It's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
So lonely in the night, I hear him talk, the cold star.